This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. An historic agreement has been reached between the Lummi Nation and seven Whatcom County dairy farmers after nearly a year and a half of negotiations. Talks were sped up in the fall when the negotiating teams were pared down to smaller groups.
When we got it to that four-on-four meeting and started meeting two to three times a week for probably about a month and a half there, we got to a point where we reached a settlement where we would provide some relief in the form of cash to the shellfishers that were not able to harvest their shellfish for the last couple of years. We would also form the Portage Bay Partnership, and that partnership would address all the issues affecting water quality in the Nooksack Basin, not just dairy.
Dairy farmer Rich Apple says part of the agreement was for the farmer group to pay $450,000 of the estimated $1.2 million in damages.
The agreement doesn't say that the farms are to blame, but there is a water quality problem, and there are a number of reasons that that's so. We've never said that dairy has no impact on water quality, but we don't think the recent closure in Portage Bay was due to the dairy farmers, but I think we need to get the water cleaned up.
Apple says this is just the first of several steps focused on addressing water contamination, but it is also the beginning of a more positive, constructive, and beneficial working relationship between farmers and the tribe.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.